I came away feeling rather disturbed.
Esther Reese, whose Tlingit name is Ahsin, is the tribal administrator for the Wrangell Cooperative Association, the local tribal government. She attended the forum, which was held on a Friday in the cramped community room of a local church.
It actually took me all weekend to sort of process through and get over even attending the forum. I was disappointed. The panel was very exclusionary. There was a complete lack of tribal representation on the panel. There was only one woman. And it would have been nice if they had reached out to the tribe and asked us for participation.
Presenters included representatives from the borough, local and regional politicians, a church leader, a retired fisherman, two California businessmen, and a doctoral student studying Southeast Alaska's tourism economy. There were no local businesses included in the speaking lineup, and there was no one from Wrangell's tribal government, even though it's a major economic driver in the community. Over the past few years, Reese says the Wrangell Cooperative Association has spent millions of dollars paving city roads and partnering with the U.S. Forest Service on culvert and trail projects. The local library, senior center, and emergency services have all received tens of thousands of dollars from the tribe. Plus, tribal member assistance programs have returned millions of dollars to Wrangell's economy.
Tribally, we have pumped $4.5 million into the Wrangell economy through tribal programs in the last couple years.
She says it was a slap in the face for the tribe to not be acknowledged or asked to present. Chamber of Commerce Director Brittany Robbins, who organized the event, says it wasn't the chamber's intent to be exclusionary and says the event got out of hand. She says the chamber sent out an initial invitation in the spring to a group of businesses and organizations, including the tribal government, to be a part of what she calls a strategic business group. That group formed the core of the September forum, though Robbins concedes it wasn't clear that that spring invitation to the group could lead to a forum speaking position.
In my opinion, it was clear that it was an open forum. And an open forum would mean that, like, if you're interested, let us know.
She says many of the presenters asked to speak themselves or were already a part of the strategic business group, which she says meets once a month with the chamber. From that group, the forum event built itself, she says.
I had no idea what I was doing, and I was just trying to start a conversation and do something good for the community, and it kind of backfired a little.
Tribal Administrator Reese isn't a part of the business group, but says at least one tribal council member attended initial meetings of the group. She says the event was not only exclusionary, but it was further soured by the racist remarks of one of its presenters. Jim Freeman, a businessman from California, presented 4 hours into the event, when many attendees had already left. Freeman says he's been in and out of the community since the 1980s and owns property here, and he repeatedly invoked the Wild West when referring to Wrangell and the need to encourage younger investment.
We can live where we are. We can stay being cowboys and Indians and independent and slowly shrivel as the population dies away. And
Reese says she was taken aback when she heard the comments.
It was so disturbing to experience racism on the land of the Stikeen Kwan and with tribal members present.
Freeman declined a request for a follow-up interview. After his presentation, when audience member Valerie Massey asked Freeman to change his terminology, he was verbally combative.
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Yes, ma'am.
I think during your speech you said we can continue to go along like cowboys and Indians. Please remove that from your vocabulary.
I'm sorry. You know what? That's an old term. It has nothing to do with any ethnicity. So, no,
it does.
Probably will not.
It really does.
No, it really doesn't.
It does.
You know what that term means?
I do know what it means.
Do you know what it means? Tell me what it means.
Massey declined to engage further, instead pointing out the event was held on September 30th, Orange Shirt Day, a day of remembrance for survivors of Native American boarding schools. She said the lack of tribal representation at the forum reflected a more systemic issue.
And I think that there's a lot of good ideas that have been spoken about today, but one of the reasons why some progress is not made, not all, some things, it's because there's been a lot of hurt that's been caused in the name of progress in this town and every other place in the U.S. Within the last few hundred years. So we really got to be collaborative and make sure everybody's in the room when we're talking about how rank can progress.
Reese says language like what Freeman used and the lack of accountability have an impact.
Language like this is the result of centuries of racism, and it continues to perpetuate stereotypes that have real-life impacts on Native communities. I mean, if you think about it, here we are on the land of the Stikeen Kwan, and we are one of the five Southeast communities that are landless. So we're on a journey of reclamation for our people.
Robin says she does not approve of Freeman's speech and calls it inappropriate, but she has a friendly relationship with Freeman, who she says has offered to help the chamber on numerous occasions.
I mean, my dad says things he shouldn't say all the time, but I'm not going to cut ties with my dad either. If he had said something directly to someone and it was awful, then it would maybe be a little different. I'm not really sure. I don't think he's a bad guy, and I don't think he intended it to sound how it sounded. I think he's just an older man who used a phrase, to be honest.
She says she believes great things came from the forum, and she hopes people can focus on the push to find housing solutions, local investment opportunities, and the like. Wrangell needs ideas, she says.
I'd like to see it thrive, and right now we're surviving.
For Reese, the forum was frustrating considering what it could have been. A data-driven, solutions-focused, inclusive opportunity for stakeholders throughout Wrangell to come up with real ideas for its economic future. That potential was overshadowed.
My hope is that something positive can come from this unfortunate event. I hope that in the future that the panels are more inclusive of all subsets of the community, that education on systematic racism can occur, and that positive change is made and we can move forward stronger as a community.
She says the history of racism and exclusion of Alaska Native people is an ancient history. It was mere decades ago when her grandfather was alive that businesses posted signs reading, "No dogs, no Indians." Reese was recently elected to Wrangell's school board and has indicated she hopes to use that position to help increase cultural education and strengthen the relationships between the tribe and the schools.
This makes me feel that much more energized to bring back our culture, to bring back the aspects of it that are so important to people, to continue the work that was done by my grandfather and was done by our ancestors for our future generations. Like, it really motivates me out of love for the past and the future generations to come.
Wrangell's Chamber of Commerce doesn't yet have another economic forum on the calendar. Robbins says she hopes forums can be facilitated by the borough in the future. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.